Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Okay, so hi everyone, it's Jen. Welcome to Fat Mascara. My guest co-host this week is Felicia Walker. Hi, Felicia.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm excited to catch up with you. We've known each other for a while. Felicia wrote for me, I think a couple times, but the one I always remember is you wrote about hair accessories because you were like she wears accessories better than anyone I know. But she's also a skin and beauty expert. She's basically this, that beauty. That's her Instagram handle, and you should absolutely follow her. She's also the co-founder of Face Flawless Skin, a digital platform for women of color. Felicia, what else am I missing? I missed something in there. Content creator, mom.
I know, content creator, mom. What else is in there? I think that's it. You did a very good job covering it. I almost wore a hair accessory for you today, but I did not. I'm sorry.
But you have earrings on, which are like the new accessory of the moment.
Totally.
For Zoom and whatnot. I'm excited to catch up with you and talk. So how this is going to go, we will do the beauty news, which I do every week, and you'll just have to sit there and listen to it. And then I'm going to interview you, steal some of your beauty secrets. And then Felicia, okay, just don't be bashful, has the most amazing skin of anyone I know. And I know you've been obsessed with skincare forever, and you're a complete expert. And you've been into the devices before anybody else. So I want to talk gadgets with you. So that's going to be something else. And then we'll raise a wand. Are you ready to do this?
I am. I am fully prepared.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, it's time for the beauty news. So this is so, I just feel weird just talking at my guest co-host, but this is how I do it with Jess. So you're gonna be my co-host and we're doing the real deal. I'm sharing a little beauty news this week. Okay, first up, by the time this podcast comes out, we'll be allowed to talk about this. So Jada Pinkett Smith is launching a line. Her eco-conscious line is personal care and it's called Hey Humans. Listen, I've been a little bit cynical. I don't know if you listen to the show regularly. Every week I'm like, okay, here we go again, another celebrity. But I'm kind of excited about this one. Have you seen anything on it yet?
I haven't seen anything on it. I had an idea that something was coming based on all of her skincare content that she was pushing out. So I seemed pretty clear that she was priming the stage for something.
And I, honestly, I thought it was going to be like complexion skincare because she's got great skin. She's known for looking so good, whatever. But it's more personal care like body wash, toothpaste, deodorant. But get this, everything is under $6, which I love. And it's like beautifully designed, going to be available at Target. So I'm going to do a little cynicism, but also like, I'm going to try it, you know?
So. No, I mean, I'll definitely try it if it comes my way. But that's good. I'm not surprised to hear that. That sounds cool.
Okay, next up, normally twice a year, we'd be talking about New York Fashion Week, right? So we have COVID, so everybody knows there's not going to be New York Fashion Week. But honestly, the CFDA, America's fashion, you know, the fashion governing body, we'll call it here in America, they're basically doing away with Fashion Week. So they've decided nobody has to sign up for their special calendar and do it in these special places in New York City. They want to support American designers so fashion shows can happen wherever, whenever, which makes sense. But I have been watching some of the like virtual shows and things just to see if I could pick out some trends. Here are the two I'm going to hit you with. First up, face masks, because they got face masks everywhere. And wearing your hair naturally, which I've noticed just for maybe a couple seasons now, they're not making all the poor models do that like same wig or the same haircut. I see you shaking your head. You're like,
yeah, those, I know. My heart goes out, like their hair and skin, like my heart just goes out because they take a beating backstage.
I know. And it's so old fashioned to me, at least, to think of like, okay, the trend is bangs. Like we're all going to go cut bangs. Like do what works with your style. My last note on the New York Fashion Week, which is no longer called New York Fashion Week. Did you know the vice president's stepdaughter is a model and she walked in the Proenza? She walked in the Proenza show.
Was that after the inauguration or before?
So she got signed by IMG after the inauguration. And I kept thinking, like, I wonder if that was like she had to wait because, like, it's a little bit weird that, you know, she might make money off the celebrity of her stepmother being the vice president.
I mean, I saw her outfit and I just had other thoughts. So I am very surprised.
Oh, her Bat Shiva, like, prairie chic thing at the inauguration.
Yeah, I had other thoughts. But
you know, I think she's in fashion school. So she's clearly got a sense of style that's quite unique. But now she's a model too. So you can watch her and her curly little mullet that she's bringing back that like, it's kind of that 80s curly look. So, but she's got your glasses, Felicia, in the Proenza show. Actually, I just watched it today and she's got those like aviator cool girl glasses on. So,
okay, I've got to check her out.
All right. This is a little bit of gross out, this next news item. Can you handle it? I don't know how squeamish you are.
Not very squeamish at all. Lay it on
me. Okay, good, good. Okay, so there's this trend on TikTok that people are doing a rice water rinse for their hair, which has been around for years. In fact, there's a village in Huanglo, China, where the women, they're known for this. They have this really long hair. They use like a fermented rice water rinse. Mm-hmm. We've seen, like, remember back in the day, like Fresh Beauty, they were doing like the sake rice water rinse for things. So this poor model in Ireland, she got excited to try this. She prepared her rice water, and I'll put a link to the video. She went in the bathroom and poured it on her head, and it had worms in it. And the reason I'm sharing this news item, I think they were maggots. I'm just going to say it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. I told you it had a gross out factor, but here's why. If you are making rice water yourself, you cannot just leave rice water out on the counter and like room temperature for a couple weeks at a time or anything. You can't, because it's possible there was some eggs in there or whatever. You need to freeze and refrigerate and or make sure you have very fresh rice. It's a public service announcement. This is also why Jess and I are always like, go buy the product. Certain things, do not DIY. Go buy a nice conditioner.
You are doing God's rice water protein. You are doing God's work with this PSA because rice water is putrid on its own. I cannot imagine the maggot infused rice water.
That's on Instagram, like you see her dad going out to like actually pump the drain, like wash through the drain because they were worried it got stuck in the drain. Okay, I'm going to be done with that because I grossed out everybody. All right, last thing. I do this thing called Jen Science Corner where I just share a little bit of like whatever science thing I've been reading up on. So I just read that researchers at University of Gothenburg in Germany have proven that there is now a machine learning device that can tell if a melanoma is spreading as well as, or actually better than, a dermopathologist. So I'm not saying that machines are going to replace, you know, the doctors. But when they are planning a surgery, if they look at the picture of the melanoma, this machine learning will be able to say like, okay, this is how deeply you have to cut it out or what you have to do so you don't have to prevent scarring. And it can help like with a treatment plan. And that's new news out of Germany that I thought was very interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah. And I know that if you've been diagnosed with skin cancer, the idea of having to have it cut out is very scary and you want to do as little as possible. So I'll link to that story on the blog. And now let's get into the main part of the show. You ready, Felicia?
I don't know. Let's see.
Yes, you're ready.
I just started sweating all over for some reason. Don't ask me if I'm ready. Just like give it to me. Asking is going to be.
You are ready. Let's do this. Okay, thank you for bearing with me through the news. That was fun. I want to steal all of your secrets and get to know you even better. And I want our Fat Mascara family to get to know you. So my first question is, what drew you to this whole world of working and writing about beauty? And just how did you even become a beauty and skincare expert?
You know, I always feel like, Jen, like the game chose me. I don't think I set out to become a beauty writer, beauty influencer, content creator. When I was a little kid and I get my weekly allowance, there was just something about the local beauty supply store that I was like a moth to the flame. And like most kids would spend their allowance, I don't know, buying candy or whatever. I was like, oh my God, these 99 cent VO5 hot oil treatment masks and trying to figure out.
With the little hot water cup.
Right. And trying to figure out acrylics for my own nails. I was just so incredibly drawn to beauty as a small kid. I'm talking like 10, 11, 12, mud masks, little Queen Helene mud masks. I was just incredibly drawn to it. So again, I feel like I didn't choose the game. The game chose me. And then as an adult and navigating through like my early, I would say like my early 20s, late teens, early 20s, I got adult acne. So that was a whole like trying to figure out and solve my own issues moment and just finding that there was very little online that could help me. And somehow through this mad scientist discovery that I was going through, my friends, coworkers, people just kind of saw me as the solution. So I'd be at work and someone's like, hey, Felicia, I have this pimple. What should I do? Or my mascara keeps running. What should I use for it to stay? And I'm like, who told these people I had the solution to their problems? So again, I really do feel in my heart that the game chose me.
Well, I know in the tagline for your blog, I don't know if it still is, it was like, benefit from my obsession.
Yeah.
Because you were that friend. I bet you were that, like everybody has that friend. They're like, oh, something went wrong with beauty. Go to Felicia.
For sure. I've just always been naturally curious about beauty, skincare, a bit about fashion as well. But it got a lot deeper around 2021 when I developed adult acne. I was completely fine through high school, made it through safe, but like really becoming like a true adult, I had acne everywhere. And that really deepened my passion for skincare because I was trying to solve my own skincare challenges. And that was probably the prelude to blogging for me.
Yeah. Can I ask you, now that you have like an audience of people who have read your blog, people who follow you, I know you connect with them daily. Like, what are people always asking about? Do they ask about acne because they know that you're like the pro now? What's the most popular question you get?
You know what, Jen? I can honestly say from the time I started blogging in like 2004 or something like that.
Oh, I should point out, like, she had the first beauty blog, by the way.
No,
of the first.
I did not. Like, Shake Your Beauty,
all right,
Tia
fine.
Williams was out there, Leanne Farbs, the makeup girl. Like, there weren't a ton. There were like a handful, and I love those blogs. They were out there, and they were like the holy grail for me. And I'm still great friends with both of those ladies, and I met them through this whole blogging adventure. But you'll have to go back to your question because...
Oh, no, I wanted to know. Yeah. Sorry, I was just like praising you and you're like, no, let me be humble and then we'll answer the question. I wanted to know what people are always asking you to this day. Like, what questions you always get?
Yeah, so I was saying that if you believe it or not, but from like the inception of me starting to blog in like 2005, up until like 10 minutes ago, the number one question is hyperpigmentation. Now, that might range from dark spots, uneven tone, traumatic spots, I mean, post-traumatic spots from like a breakout or an insect bite, but hyperpigmentation is the number one issue I've heard consistently, like every single day for my entire skin-centric beauty career.
Journey, yeah. So what do you tell people? Like if someone came to you, let's just say, because asking for a friend here, someone who has a little bit of melanin in their skin and can keloid easily.
Right.
And like, if I get a bug bite, once that bug bite is gone, I kid you not, we are now 10 months after summer. I still have post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation from my bug bite mark, like on like my leg or whatever. What do you tell people? What's your like go-to advice?
You know, that's a great question. And I have to go back to the consistency. I've always said from the very beginning, it is a lifestyle. It is not a one-trick pony. It's not like a secret shot. Like, it's like, this right here is a lifestyle that you have to be committed to. And I remember this is again going back to like the early, you know, 2005, 2006 when I was blogging. I would go to press events or I'd meet people and they'd be like, oh my God, your skin, what do you do? And I start telling them and I can just see their eyes just starting to like glaze over, like, girl, please just tell me the magic pill. And I'm like, ever since then, I'm like, nah, boo, it's a lifestyle. It's just not this one thing. So it really is a matter of targeting what your primary hyperpigmentation issue is, deciding where can I invest my money? Like, is it in going for treatments at a med spa or seeing a derm? Is it a really potent serum? Can I sprinkle it throughout my cleanser, my toner, my weekly mask? Like really deciding like where you can target your resources. And then outside of that, it's also kind of anticipating the hyperpigmentation because a lot of us, so if you know that if you get a bug bite, that bite is going to leave a scar, then you want to be treating that bug bite before it gets to the point of like drying out and getting to the scar phase. So with a lot of women, I find that our hyperpigmentation or breakouts are very hormonal based. So if you know that around a certain time of the month, you're going to be breaking out in these hormonal areas, you should start treating those areas as such. So you need to do like sulfur, salicylic acid, different kinds of treatment to kind of catch the pimple before it starts so it doesn't turn into a pimple or it's a less, it's like a less prominent pimple and the hyperpigmentation won't be as bad or you may not have it at all. So it really truly is a lifestyle. And I haven't even talked about diet.
Oh, you think the diet affects inflammatory, like post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation also?
For sure. A big part of what we see on the surface comes from inflammation. So whenever your skin is inflamed and it's angry, it's going to act out on the surface. And for some of us, we find that it's dairy that causes the skin to be angry. Your skin is like, you know what? I'm going to give you this forehead breakout. And as soon as you maybe cut back on the dairy or not have as much, you notice you're not getting the forehead breakout. And then you're not getting what the subsequent hyperpigmentation.
Yeah. I need the diet that keeps the mosquitoes away from me. That would be my diet.
We might have a similar.
It's good advice, though. I think a lot of people just think, just tell me like the post acne serum that'll just clear it up. And it's just never that simple, is it?
No, it's not. It really truly is a lifestyle. And I think once you get in tune with your skin, which is something that I always invite folks to do, like really understand your skin, understand the life cycle of your skin and be in tune. So that way you don't have to rely on like some like hokey blogger like me saying, this is the top product you should be using. But like, what if I'm allergic to an ingredient in that product? What if it's like super expensive and I can't afford it? So you really have to, educate yourself on like the life cycle of your skin so that you can anticipate what your skin is about to do and treat it accordingly.
That's good. It is so personalized. Okay. Speaking of personalized, I'm pivoting topics here a little bit because going back to the accessory thing we were talking about, I know you are known for like glasses. You have a couple very cool pairs. Whenever I've seen you at events in the past, remember events? Those were fun. you would always have like a good look on. And I have started wearing glasses more and more as I've gotten older. And I'm going to ask Felicia, like you would if we were working together and I'd come over to your cubicle. Like, what's your eye makeup game with the glasses? Do you try and do a lot to compensate less? Do we want to be complimentary, contrasting?
You know what? I'm a very choose your adventure type of girl. So for example, maybe like today, I want to channel like my inner Jenna Lyons. So I'm like part down the middle, hair slicked back, very bare face. I could have probably gone with a poppy lip. But I really sometimes like the look of a bare eye, a little bit like vacant, a little bare, very light lash. But if like that's the look that I'm going for, where I really want to push the skin forward and my skin is having a great day, then that's the look I'm going to go for. But if my skin isn't having a great day, then I might whip out, I may do a vibrant color on the lid. And one thing that I love about my eyes and I've learned to love about my eyes is that I have a very hooded lid. I don't have a lot of lower lid space. I used to hate that about my eyes. I just always wanted like those deep set eyes. You felt like all that lid space to work with, but it works in my favor now because I can do very vibrant colors in the lower lid. And when my eye is open, you don't see it. But when I look down to the side, you get that flash. So it's not like I'm not wearing the eye all day long. It's like when I look to the side.
Wait, you're genius, because I'm always like, oh, if I put something on and I look at you, you can't see it once my eye is open. But I like that then it's like a little surprise.
Yeah, yeah. So I really do like to choose my adventure. And it's based on my skin. So like today, I feel like I'm having a fairly good skin day. And I was also just super lazy, if I'm being transparent. So I didn't want a Jenna Lyons kind of feel. So I did my aviators, a good brow, hair slicked back, and a very vacant eye. But I have a panel tomorrow that I'm doing for a Black History Month celebration. And for that, I'm going to do a bolder eye because I know when I look down and look away, it's going to be very stunning for my audience. And we got to give them something in this virtual world, you know?
I like that. And also when you have on your listening face, you could just like lower your eyes and we'll just get a pop of color. I'm ready for that. Okay, that's good advice. Good advice. I wanna steal all of your secrets. So can we talk about some of your favorite products? I know you have been sunscreen queen forever. Tell me, what is your favorite sunscreen? Oh, we should also tell people your skin tone so they know, like, yeah, they can't see you right now.
Sure.
Go to Felicia's Instagram. How would you describe your skin tone so people understand what we're working
on? I would say my skin tone is probably a deeper brown with very golden undertones. So very yellow, golden, almost like greenish undertone, which I feel like it's not super common because typically richer tones have a redder or orangey undertone, which for a long time that made foundation selection challenging for me because sometimes brands would get the shade right, but the undertone would be like negatory. So again, I'm on the browner. I would say like maybe a little deeper than Kerry Washington and very kind of golden yellow undertone to my skin.
Yeah. And I ask that because I know with sunscreen, depending on one's skin tone, you could like one screen and the sunscreen, you give it to somebody else and they're like, I look purple when I put that on.
Sure.
So what's like your go-to sunscreen these days or several?
So when it comes to sunscreens, I have to tell you, I feel very happy that we have so many incredible choices. But if you were asking me this question 10 years ago, I'd be like, they don't make shades for Black women. I would probably be up in arms and very, very upset. But I do feel that brands are doing a better job. So one brand in particular that I like, I love the Resort Collection Sun Mist from Amore Pacific. It's a spray on sunscreen. It is an SPF, I believe it's a 30. It's an SPF 30, and it's like a light mist you spray it on. So you can like hold your breath and spray on your face, or you can mist in your hand and then press it onto the skin. It does have like an oily consistency, which I happen to like. But it just melts right into skin. It looks amazing on skin. But honestly, asking me to choose is like, you know, asking which child is your favorite child, because there are so many sunscreens that I actually like a lot.
But I always go with the matte one, and I like the idea of something that gives you a glow. So you know, it's sort of acting as like a dewy thing at the same time.
Yes, yes. You know, the one sunscreen I tend to not like a lot, but people do like, is the kind of silicone-based clear ones. I just don't like how those leave my skin because they rob a little too much of the glow. But a lot of people like those because they are invisible and they're transparent. So they kind of feel like a primer more so, and they're clear. But I mean,
they work well. They definitely work well. But in terms of the finish, it's not my preferred finish. So there are so many sunscreens out there. If you want matte, semi-matte, dewy, an oil texture, a stick. There are just so many options.
Yeah, I like the Amore Pacific one's actually new to me. So I'm glad to have a new one to go check out and try. Okay, so this is fat mascara. So I got to ask you about mascara. Do you have? Can you give one mascara or is that again like a wardrobe of mascara?
No. You know what? Can I give you a high and a low?
Of course, I would love that.
Okay. So my favorite high end of all times is still Kevin Aucoin, the mascara. It's the one in the very skinny brush. I mean, that is my OG mascara first love. And I've loved lots of mascaras since then, but nothing is better. The brush is so tiny. It really gets in and coats every lash. And then it comes off in those tubes. And it was really, from my experience, the first mascara to wash off in that way. It is still my first love.
This is why I love you. You know, that's the mascara I talk about all the time.
Is it?
It's such a good one. Yes, because I like a tubing mascara. Otherwise, they smudge on me. And that one... it's really good.
That one is perfect.
So that's your prestige.
Yeah,
that's
my prestige. So my drugstore would be Rimmel Falsies and the purple tube. It is surprisingly good. I had no idea that mascara was going to be so good. It is really very effective because it gives you a nice feathery lash. You don't get cakey. It perfectly distributes the mascara product onto the lashes without looking very... weight down. So that would be my drugstore buy. Kush is always a good one. Also a good one by Milk Makeup. It's similar to the Kevin Aucoin in the tube. So maybe
the brush is very big for me.
The brush is big, but it's a cleaner formula. So you've got a high, a low, and a clean.
Oh, done and done. Spoken like a true beauty expert. Okay. Last question before, I take you off the hot seat. We just have a chat. This is a hard one because I wanted to ask you about hairstyling or treatment products, but it's like most people's hair, you need like 7 or 4 things to get the look. But like, is there one that when you run out, like you get really worried, like you stockpile? Because like, if I don't have this, we're in deep shit.
Yes. So I have it.
What is
absolutely.
It?
So I have a new hair cream obsession. It's by a brand. It's a fairly new brand, Sawa Peterson, a Black woman from Chad. And she created this hair cream.
I know. I saw you do like an Instagram live or something with her.
Yes. I'm obsessed with her cream. It has shea bay in it, which is this kind of clay from Chad, and the women there, they're known for very long, beautiful hair. And it's applied to the length of the hair, not so much the scalp. But with this cream, it's formulated so that if it gets on the scalp, it's fine. But in Chad, the women, they apply the shea bay to the length of the hair, and it's considered a length retention technique. And so this cream is a length retention cream. So I've been wearing lots of braids. Today I'm in like a slick back bun, but I've been wearing lots of braids and protective styling. So I love this cream to kind of run it through my braids. And even with my hair now, like I just washed it and slicked it back and I put a little bit in there, and it really helps to retain the length of your hair.
So, and when you put it on, is it like even after you've braided in the hair, you'll put it on both the braids and your natural hair while it's styled?
Yes.
But also before you even braided it?
Exactly. So if I have extensions, I'll run it from my natural hair through where my hair is within the extension. If I just have my natural hair, I'll run it through my natural hair. I use it on Phoebe. I just retwisted her hair about 15 minutes ago, and I used it on her hair as well. You need a tiny, tiny amount. You can use it daily, but you really do need like such a tiny amount. That would probably be my hair obsession right now.
I'm excited to hear about that. Also, I love the whole backstory because we can't travel, but like, let's travel virtually with beauty rituals from around the world. So up my alley. This was fun. Thank you for sharing all your favorites. We're going to take a real quick break and then we're going to talk about skincare gadgets.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Okay, over the break, Felicia just showed me her headband with like hair built into it, which is amazing. So you might have to come back for another podcast to talk about that.
It's called a headband wig. Get it straight.
Sorry. It's so good though. But we're going to talk about gadgets, skincare gadgets. So here's why I wanted to talk to you about this, because I have a couple that I like, but the ones that you need to use every day, here's my issue. Solve my problems again, Felicia. I cannot get in the habit of using them regularly. I will use one if it's like a targeted type treatment. Like I like the Dermapore. Do you know that one?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because like it's like cool. If the little sebaceous filaments on my chin are looking really weird, then I'll use the Dermapore, just so everybody knows. It's like a little ultrasonic little spatula on wet skin, and it gets out those little like wormy things that are in your pore that you didn't even know were in there. But like that's maybe once every 2 weeks. But some of the gadgets that I use every day, I'm like, just how do people get in the habit of it? So can you tell, like, first of all, do you use any every single day?
Of course I use gadgets. So I've been using gadgets for a very, very, very long time. I'm talking high frequency devices to zap my pimples. I do love my gua sha, my face rollers. I've got like a rosebud one that's specifically for eyes. I do microdermabrasion at home. I do the spatula, like the sonic spatula. I really do love my tools, and I credit my good skin to sunscreen and that I started using tools fairly early on. I do admit it is hard to incorporate tools every single day. That is absolutely challenging. I do find that doing it in the evenings makes it a little bit more accessible for me. It's more available to me in the evenings than in the daytime. And sometimes even like in the middle of the day, if I have time, particularly in pandemic life, if I have time in the middle of the day, I might just do my Zip, which is a nanocurrent microcurrent device in the middle of the day, three to four times.
So would you keep it like near your desk where you're working, the kitchen? Like, let me picture that. Like,
paint the picture.
How does this work?
So Felicia,
because I can't see it in my life.
What does that look like for you? So I keep my Zip near the TV, believe it or not. So it's in the living room near my couch in a little basket. Yeah. And so it's always charged and at the ready. And if I'm watching a program, I might just do my Zip while I'm watching my program. And that's going to be like the highlight of my night. I'm not going to do a full skincare routine. I'm not going to do serums. I'm just going to let that gel, the conductive gel, chill on my skin. And that's my nighttime. So I don't know if that makes it easier for people. So I'm not doing a whole routine. Like I'm going to cleanse my skin, just Zip, and that's it for the night.
What does the Zip do for you? Like, what's the benefits that you get?
So the Zip has a lot of benefits. So it's the way that it functions is it functions off of nanocurrent and microcurrent technology. So the current helps to lift and sculpt the skin. It helps with lymphatic drainage. So I know, Jen, you've been all over the world with brands on press trips and things like that. I don't know if you've ever like had a lymphatic drainage massage. I remember going to the Clarence Institute in Paris and the esthetician did a whole lymphatic drainage facial. I was used to steaming, poking, prodding, extraction.
No, they
have me at like
there.
The top of the ceiling. So I'm here at the Clarence Institute and she's poking around, doing all these movements. And I'm like, this is some bullshit. It did nothing. I just wasted my time. When do I get my extractions? She's like, no, we do not do the extractions. I'm like, okay, whatever. I leave out, go meet up with my friends and they're like, oh my God, your face. I'm like, what? They're like, it's so lifted and sculpted and glowy. And that's when I was sold on lymphatic drainage. And I was like, okay, this is important for sculpted skin. And, you know, as a Black woman, I won't say all of us, because I've seen some 32-year-olds with some deep forehead creases, but we don't typically show like that, like creasing as an early sign of aging, but we do get the sagging and we do get
the
jaw.
Yeah, you keep pointing, I've noticed, you keep pointing to your jawline and sort of like doing this upward motion at your jawline. Is that where you put the Zip?
Yeah, so that's why I start. I mean, I'm supposed to start at the neck. I don't always, and I'm going to regret that in probably 5 years. But you do start here at the jawline and work your way, like you kind of split the lip and then you go into the cheek, you do that area and then above the brow and lift and lift. And it works. I know you have to be diligent. You have to do it, I would say, at least 3 days a week. You're not going to do it once, but once a week and see the result. But if you do it consistently, you do see the result.
If this is like you wake up a little puffy, could that also help with that?
Yes. So the cool thing about Zip is that Zip has, it works with an app, and that app has like maybe 10 different modules or protocols. So there's one for like energizing your skin. There's one for lymphatic drainage. There's one for jaws. There's one for, you know, 5-minute quick face. There's one for like a 15-minute going to your high school reunion and you want to like stunt in front of your ex face. Like, it's like they have all of these different modules, which I love. And they have one for acne clearing. I think it's called Total Clearing. So that's great if you're someone that if you suffer from hormonal breakouts or any kind of breakouts, so you can kind of just zap just around your acne.
Okay.
So what I love that when new functions or new protocols are rolled out, you don't need a new device. They just update the app.
Oh, and it changes the current and it tells you different motions to do to match up with what, makes sense.
And there's like a video that accompanies every protocol. So you can do it with the video.
I'd end up just like watching the video and not actually doing it. I'm sitting like, you know, when people are getting like their makeup done and you just zone out and watch.
That's like me and working out right now. I'm like, oh, I love these fit challenges. I wish I could.
Have you seen, apparently there's this like women on YouTube that clean their houses and people just watch them clean their houses.
Yes.
Fascinated by this. Like,
I've heard
you could
about
be cleaning
this.
Your own house.
Yeah, it's funny. They just make these videos cleaning house. It's really hilarious. But I want someone to exercise for me. Like, that's the thing that
and
I'll
just
want
watch it, but I'll somehow get the benefits.
Right.
Back to skincare. Okay. Give me like one more, because now that I know that there's a basket of like devices and then there's the roller near the computer, like what's the other one that you find yourself reaching for often?
Well, I have a spatula that I like as well that's similar to the Dermapore, but the difference there are a few points of difference in this one. This one, it's by a brand called Luxurious Wellness, which is an online beauty and wellness destination. And the woman who owns it is a Black woman. So a buy from a Black woman is important to you. She developed, thank you. She developed the spatula and it has three settings to it. So there's a cleansing setting, there's a lifting setting, and then there is the moisturizing setting. So you would use it similar to a Dermapore, but a big point of difference is that it has a blue light for disinfecting the skin. So of course, now in like pandemic life and like sanitizing is very important. So this helps to keep the skin clean. So it has that little blue light there, which I love. And it's like under $45. It's not expensive at all.
Oh, that's less expensive than the one that I have.
Yes.
And I should say with the spatulas, like at least with the one I have, when you have it, there's like a little curvature to the spatula. So
yes.
When you do it one way, you're taking stuff out of the pores. When you flip it over, it helps like infuse serums. Is that
yes.
how the one you have works?
Yes, that's exactly how it works. But it has three settings. So there's like a cleansing setting for purging. There's the moisturizing setting for using it on the flip side to kind of infuse your serums.
Yeah.
And there's the lifting one. I mean, truthfully, I'm like the lifting, I'm going to just pull out my zip or, you know, a gua sha tool.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
believe this thing is going to actually lift my skin. But I do like the moisturizing, using that over a sheet mask. I do like that
Ooh,
to kind of further infuse the sheet mask benefits. Yeah.
Wait, what's the name of the brand again? I'll put a link, by the way, on our episode recap for everyone. But could you tell us?
Oh,
again?
Yeah, sure. The brand is Luxurious Wellness, and wellness is
okay.
spelled with an I. I think her tagline is like, find your bliss in wellness. So wellness is spelled N-I-S. Luxurious
got it,
wellness.
Got it. And I'll put a link. That
yeah.
sounds like a fun one that I might actually be able to get into.
I have a new tool that I'm trying. I haven't spent a ton of time with it yet. I'm wondering if you've seen it. Have you seen Opte?
No, I don't think so.
OPTE. So it's a device that has a cartridge that infuses a niacinamide serum and kind of foundation. And at the tip of the device, it has a little digital camera, and it basically like spits out little serum and foundation to give your skin this very airbrush look. So don't think of like Temp 2 airbrush system. This is like a little digital camera. And the idea is that it's supposed to give you, you know, very fresh, dewy looking skin. And it's only targeting where your spots are. So if you roll it across your face, you're going to hear it buzz a little bit more when it gets to a dark spot.
I actually now do know what you're talking about. And when I first looked into it, it wasn't even being sold yet. And I was like, that sounds amazing. Like Judy Jetson, like, you know, it puts on just the right amount of makeup, only
yeah.
where you need it kind of thing.
Yeah.
So how's it been going?
I'm playing around with it. I have it here. I just started playing around with it. So I don't have like a solid verdict yet, but I did do a training and I have a spot on my cheek, and after rolling back and forth, I can see the spot lessening on my cheek. And I'm a very like fresh face makeup kind of girl. So something like this is interesting for me. I do think it's for a very specific customer.
Yeah. But then it just like would wash off like makeup at the end
Absolutely.
Of the day, right?
Yep. But you're getting this high dose, very targeted niacinamide treatment as well, which is helping to fade the dark spot over time.
Oh, that would be good, especially if you had some acne scarring, I imagine, so that you didn't have to cake on a ton of makeup. So
Absolutely.
You're treating and just putting enough coverage right where you need it.
Yes, absolutely.
That sounds cool. Okay, I'm going to look into that some more. All right, I'm encouraged. Honestly, while you're talking about Zip, I was like, maybe I would do it. So I'm thinking about it. I hope our listeners also got some ideas out of that. Thank you, Felicia.
You are welcome.
Okay, Felicia, I didn't warn you of this, but when we raise a wand, first we let a listener raise a wand. So here we go.
Hi, Jen and Jeff. This is Shannon from Pittsburgh, and I'm here to raise a wand to a hair product. I never really care about hair products or focus on them, and I decided to try this one because I love the packaging and the founder. It's the brand My Ceremonia, and it's a Latinx focused hair care brand, and I tried their Heritage Scalp Remedy Oil, and this hair oil changed the entire way my hair feels. It feels stronger at the ends. My damaged ends that haven't been cut all quarantine feel nice and healthy and fresh. And my natural curls are coming out. And I love it. And I would recommend it to everybody. You just put some in on your scalp. I like to sleep in it and then take a shower in the morning. And then for days after, my hair is nice and shiny and full and thick feeling, and I love it and couldn't recommend it more. The brand is My Ceremonia. They have other products, including their scalp massager, but this is their hair remedy oil, and I'm obsessed with it. So thank you. Love the show. Bye.
Okay. I love when people are like, I don't like this kind of product, but That means they really wanted to raise a wand. So thank you for that. If you guys want to share your raise a wand, you know how to do it. Give us a call, 646-481-8182, or you can email a voice memo to info@fatmascara.com. And now, Felicia, your turn. Okay, what do you want to raise a wand to?
Okay, I want to raise the wand for Bee's Moon Night Healer. If your audience knows me, and let's assume they don't, or if they, let's assume they do, actually, I always want to love clean, green products. It's very, very hard for me to commit to very clean, very green products. So for some reason, my skin requires preservatives. Like if a product is not, I don't know what that says about me, but if a product is not preserved very well, like my skin freaks out. So I actually learned of this product during the pandemic, and I'm on like my fifth jar. It is an organic beeswax-free, vegan, cruelty-free night healing balm. It's very thick and rich. Ooh. It's made from like organic fruit and seeds and flowers and trees. And if you would have told me you're going to love this balm, I would have said, you're crazy. I don't do like crunchy, natural things because they don't agree with my skin. And this is probably, I'm on my fifth jar. Today, all I did was wash my face.
Whoa.
I've gone through five jars. They're kind of tiny. Like they're not super big because they're made in small batches. I love it. I can use it on Phoebe. I use it just as like my everyday moisturizer. It's supposed to be for night. I use it day and night. Don't tell me what to do. I also use it if my don't tell me what I can use it. I like it for day, so I use it for day. If my skin,
I'm the expert. Damn it.
I know. I listen to me. If my skin is a little like haggard on a Zoom, like I'll take a little and like kind of highlight my skin with it. It really is a do it all face balm, but it's called Bee's Moon Night Healer Botanical Emollient.
Okay, if I had to give it like what it would be if it were the traditional version, is it like an Elizabeth Arden 8-hour cream or more like a petroleum jelly or thicker than either of those?
You know what? It would probably be an intersection of the Elizabeth Arden and the petroleum because it is very Ooh. Dense, but it emulsifies, like it breaks down very easily. So if you hear shea butter, you're like, oh my God, that's going to be so thick and heavy. But whatever the composition is in this, like I take a little scoop, like it stays very dense and very tight, like it does. I guess if you were in the sun,
right at room temperature, you have to like warm it up,
right?
A little,
and you just, but it's not like a big warming up process. It's like you just do one little swoop, and it's good for your whole face. I'm obsessed with it, and the smell. It also has a very, it just feels very medicinal. Something about it feels like very herbaceous and healing, and all self care, yes. Wellness movement. Blah blah blah.
she's going over to the green side, everyone. I like that.
This is my one and done. That's it.
Okay. We'll allow it. No, I say whichever. I have no rules. It's like if it works, it works. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I am bringing the Revlon ColorStay Micro Hyper Precision Gel Eyeliner. These freaking names sometimes. Anyway, it's in the peachy kind of color. Do you remember the old trick where you're supposed to do the lower waterline?
Yes.
She's already smiling. I remember that trick from years ago, and I've like stopped doing it because like, I don't know why. It works. If you put a brighter lip like or eyeliner on the waterline when you're looking tired or on the Zoom call, I feel like I look so much more awake.
Absolutely.
You're like preaching to the choir over here. She knows.
No, I love it.
But the thing with the waterline is certain formulas of eyeliner, it just disappears right away because it's like moist skin. So this is, you know, Revlon, they're always so good at like the color stay ones. They stay.
Mm-hmm.
So this gel eyeliner, if you want to do your waterlines, it will freaking stay. Plus it's not too expensive, you know, about $10. Mm-hmm. So raise a wand to that. So now we'll have bright eyes and we'll have dewy bomb ass skin from your natural balm. And there we go. This was so much fun. Thank you so much for coming on Fat Mascara.
This is the highlight of my week. Thank you.
Oh, please.
It is.
It's probably your zip. It's your zip time in front of the TV. It's not Fat Mascara.
No, this has been fun because it's been very casual and it just feels like a sharing and we haven't seen each other in so long. I remember the last event where we saw each other. It was so long ago. So this just felt like a good catch up between old friends.
Yeah, it was good to catch up. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Of course.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.